You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is the Gulf Stream? The Gulf Stream is an ocean current. It's located in the western edge of the Atlantic Ocean. It starts in the Caribbean, flows in a northward direction towards Florida, along the east coast of the U.S., and then northeast across the Atlantic towards Europe. It's known as a surface current. The oceans do have other currents at other depths, but the Gulf Stream is at the uppermost part of ocean water. It's formed by and driven by winds. The Gulf Stream current is warm water. It first gets its heat from its start in the Caribbean, near the equator, where the Earth gets the most direct sunlight, and it carries this heat as it flows north along the American coast and across the Atlantic to northwest Europe. The coastal areas it reaches in Europe are as far north as parts of Canada, but the water and weather of Western Europe is warmer than the equivalent latitudes of Canada, partly because of the warm Gulf Stream. According to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Gulf Stream flows at an average speed of about 4 miles per hour. Its fastest speeds are 5 to 6 miles per hour at the surface, where it's most impacted by the force of wind. It's also fastest off southeast Florida, an area known as the Straits of Florida. Because of the presence of islands, the Gulf Stream narrows and therefore speeds up. As it goes north with open ocean, it flows slower. The Gulf Stream has a bit of interesting history. It was known by the famous Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon. He even wrote about it in 1513 in his ship's logbook. It was first named by one of our founding fathers, Ben Franklin. Franklin also published the first nautical chart of the Gulf Stream in 1770. And by 1844, our young nation began serious oceanographic research of the Gulf Stream through a government office called the United States Coast Survey. Here's a fun activity to try at home, but it can be messy and it takes practice. It'll show how warm water will be at the surface. Fill one baby food jar with very cold water and some blue dye. Fill another baby food jar with very hot water and some red dye. Both jars need to be filled all the way so the water bulges up. Place an index card on the red jar and quickly turn it over. Place the red jar on the blue jar and carefully, very carefully, remove the card. The warm water will stay as the top layer. Well, I've just learned a little bit about the Gulf Stream. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.